From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is KZYX News. I'm Jim Culp. The dangerous Delta variant of the COVID-19 virus has become the primary strain seen in America. Now the focus has switched on how to reinforce the original vaccination, possibly with a third shot or a booster shot, as the president has suggested. Rochelle Walensky, the director of the Centers for Disease Control, overruled her own advisory panel, which had recommended booster shots be given only to seniors over 65. Walensky added high-risk individuals to that list, including youth who are immune compromised. Mendocino Health Officer Andy Corin.
There's a group of people who do not get the usual protection or immunity from that initial series. Those are people who have, for example, had an organ transplant or a stem cell blood transplant or some primary immune deficiency diseases, and some others who've been on cancer therapy or therapy for other conditions that makes them immune compromised. Their immune system doesn't work the same way that normal people's do, and so the usual initial series was not giving them the same immunity as we expected. So because of that, the Pfizer vaccine was authorized to be given as a third dose. So that third dose is approved for Pfizer. People who have had the Moderna or the Johnson & Johnson may have to wait until either they are approved for giving an additional dose or until the CDC and FDA find the data to support giving another type and mixing the vaccines for those people. And understand that the people who've been vaccinated and are immune compromised do still have some immunity, but we don't feel that it's as much as the rest of the population. Now, there's a different thing that's being talked about by the president and by the governor and other political people about giving a booster dose. But it's called a booster dose because it's after a person has had their usual excellent response from the first series. They then have a waning, slowly decreasing immunity. That has not really been proven yet for either any of the three vaccines that we've had. They continue to perform excellently against death, hospitalization, and severe disease.
I talked with Susan, a 30-year resident of Fort Bragg, and is an example of a person whose immune system has been compromised.
Well, I have a genetic kidney disease that I inherited, and in January 2020, I got a kidney transplant. My first cousin gave me one of her kidneys. So I got it right before the pandemic. It was just starting. I went to UCSF. By the time I left San Francisco, COVID was happening, had started to happen. And so when you get a kidney transplant, you take immunosuppressive drugs so your own body doesn't reject the kidney. And so I knew that with immunosuppressive drugs that any vaccine I would get is not as effective. I heard about Johns Hopkins. They were having a study. They were looking at everybody, many people, and it was just a volunteer opportunity. So I decided to contact them, and they said, yep, you can be in our study. So that was great. And they wanted me to have the antibody test at 2 weeks after they wanted it before my vaccine to see if I had ever had COVID, 2 weeks after my first vaccine, a month after my first vaccine, and then it was like 3 months after the second vaccine, 6 months after the second vaccine. And so that's where I sort of was when all of a sudden now the third vaccine seemed to be available. My understanding is just the same dose as the original vaccine was. And it's just a third vaccine for people who are in a special category where they think that, you know, you may not be developing antibodies. And it turns out because I was in the Johns Hopkins studies, I knew I had not developed any antibodies. Not having any antibodies not a very comforting sign.
I talked with Lucretia Renteria, who heads up the Coast Clinics.
So Mendocino Coast Clinics is getting ready to do a booster clinic. We have a schedule for October 1st and October 8th. We're asking people to make appointments. Give us a call, 964-1251, so that we can give you an appointment time. It will be drive-through at the Mormon Church in Fort Bragg on Lincoln Street. We need to make appointments so that we can ensure that you did, in fact, receive Pfizer and that it's been at least 6 months. Bring your vaccine card with you so that we can document your booster shot on that same vaccine card. We are following the CDC recommendations. Anyone 65 years and older should receive a booster if you got your first two shots from Pfizer. People 18 to 49 with underlying medical conditions may receive a booster. Anyone who deals with the public, so it is really broad. And the boosters need to be at least 6 months after your second dose. So anyone who was vaccinated with the second dose from January through March are now eligible. And if you want one, we're here to give it to you.
For KZYX News, I'm Jim Cope. For all our local news, with photos and more, go to kzyx.org.